The Franklin County Commissioners Court special session set for 9 a.m. on Friday, February 13th, 2026 begins here.
All right, this is a meeting of the Franklin County Commissioners Court. This is a special call meeting on Friday, the 13th. At 9 o'clock a.m. here in the courthouse, Mount Vernon. We'll start with the invocations, guys, please.
Father, come in prayer today. We just thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. Thank you for our county, our state, our country. Thank you for all the blessings you bestowed upon us, Lord. And we pray that you just bless us and guide us, direct us. Bless us on you today, Lord, and take care of this issue before us. We just pray for this nation, and we pray for our allies and friends all across this world. Pray for all of our first responders who work on the street. Pray that you bless them, protect them, keep them safe. Give us wisdom in all we do. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pledge of allegiance. U.S. flag first. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Flawless.
All right. Any public comments before we get started? If not, we will go to agenda item number one. While we're here today, take action to approve purchase of truck for Mount Vernon Fire Department. And let's just talk about, let's do both of them. Take action to approve partial payment of tanker South Franklin Lawson.
Well, before we get started, let's talk about the financing issue.
Yeah.
I sent it to you guys by email, the answers that Jeff gave us on how to finance. You know, we talked the other day about doing the 200 and something thousand now out of fund balance and then being reimbursed, which we can be reimbursed after 3 years. And I think, Blake, correct me, still 18 months, probably?
What's that for?
Before you actually get delivery of a fire truck?
These trucks are that they're spitting out through, so if we went each manufacturer, I get 4 different bids, you're doing about 3 to 4 months.
Oh, really?
For a while.
Oh, well, that might change things then.
I think when you're really actually set to buy something, things change.
They get in a little faster.
Somehow make room for you. So each one of these trucks are about anywhere from 3 to 6 months out before potential delivery.
Okay, well, that does change things.
Is that good or bad?
No, it's good. Just changes what I was going to say. Because if we were 18 months out, then I wanted us to go ahead and finance the $230,000 for the South Franklin and then finance his separately 18 months later. But if it's all going to be in within 3 to 6 months, then I could go ahead and pay for the $232,000, and then when we get closer to a timeline, then Jeff will reimburse ourselves for that and put them together. Which, if we can get it in 6 months, that won't be a problem. Is that a possibility?
Obviously.
Probability, maybe?
For sure.
Okay, good.
And both, with both apparatus, you get the $300,000. Reimbursement from this, from the state for the CFS money. Both.
So we wouldn't actually owe anything on yours until the truck is delivered, correct?
No, ma'am, yes, sir. No, nothing down or anything until the truck is delivered.
Now, how is yours set up, Eddie?
Ten.
<It's the same. laughs> No deposit. Our trucks will be delivered, it's supposed to be by April for this summer.
Okay, and what do you require in the meantime? Anything?
No down payment.
No down payment.
Okay.
So that gets us where we're going to be able to put everything all together like we originally wanted to.
Which
right?
is Perfect. Fabulous.
That's what we want.
Yes.
So we just need to prove it, you work on it.
Yes.
Any questions?
I don't need to discuss it now because that makes all the work.
And I know we're working together. What are we going to put on the side of the truck? Because I was asked that the other day. FCMV Fire Department or?
Well,
you know what I mean?
There's
both.
I remember the city trucks now, both of them.
When it comes to that point, that'll be something that y'all can decide. You're buying the truck.
You're not running fire department, Franklin County, or something.
Sure. Well, Like the boats, the engines down there, both the engines are have Mount Vernon and Franklin County.
Franklin County both on there. And that's fine with me. I just.
The trucks now have over the hose bed highway, if you want to put, you know, Mount Vernon, Franklin County, and put Franklin County Fire District. And, you know, I don't, it's whatever you, you know, wherever you can put anything you want to.
And just to throw this out there, they asked if he could be painted purple tonight. So, yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Just one,
we're going to get one of these.
Fire engine red, whatever.
It was just no matter. Yeah, that was just.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that all of them had the Franklin County somewhere around
yeah.
there. Okay.
Yeah, on the front door it has Mount Vernon, and then on the back door it has Franklin.
Okay. I noticed that earlier that.
Okay.
I was quite proud of mom, so. So,
I know that's important to a lot of people. I don't care what's on it, but it's my fire hat.
Well, that's the reason I say it didn't come from me. That was a question.
But it's important to a lot of people. I mean,
it is.
Just show up, that's all I'm asking.
Just come
up. I don't care what it's got running on the side, and all the firemen can get out of here.
That's over here. Y'all still have a volunteer group, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How many do you have, do you know?
I think it's 10 or 11.
Do they still meet separately, Blake? Do they still actually?
We meet twice a month. We meet on the first Thursday of the month now. We do training. Some of your, you know, a lot of, the problem is, and this is, your younger guys, they want to throw air pack on, they want to put a bunker gear on, they want to go through the confined space. The older guys say, no, I don't want to. So they, depending on what we have training, depends on showing up. And a majority of our volunteers, Sean Meadows, Carson Bowen, these guys are full-time firefighters. They're still volunteers, but they exempt themselves from, you know, the training, so they don't show up. Now, they show up on fires instead of on calls. They just don't participate near as much on the actual meetings during, you know, the first of the month.
Because
they're full-time. And I talked about that, you know, when I first got here, that was going to happen, and you're seeing that. So that's part of my job, is to try to recruit, you know, either some younger guys or recruit some, you know, people. And I think a lot of the issues here, you know, we have a small town, and so trying to recruit volunteers is hard because everybody thinks that they have to put an air pack on, and put money. That's not true. You know, you need guys that just want to drive. And so we had a guy the other night, he's been here as long as you're for quite a while. He thought he was going to keep up with the young kids, and he came out there once the training was over. He goes, you know, this is not as much fun. And so
yeah.
He said, I think I'll drive. I said, we need that. That's what I told him. I said, Charles, we need guys that just want to drive and help do. The stuff you do outside of a fire, as far as running a fire truck, is just as important as the guys inside.
Knowing what valves to turn on and know.
They need to know more about what they're doing to help the guys on the inside. So it's a team effort. And so we're trying to recruit the team because it is physically demanding. It's a very physically demanding job.
And the last thing is, would you like to present to the court which one you decided to purchase?
So we had a meeting. So we have, all the commissioners and judges and Laura to put anything sharp objects down. But we had a meeting yesterday with volunteers, and we looked at your truck. And I'll just give you an idea. This is the, you know, the specs for a fire truck. You know, it's not like trying to buy a car. This is the first end. This is about 100 pages for each truck. And so I've been trying to get all this information in, you know, a little over a week or a few weeks. It's hard. And so I've gone through, and we've got a bid from Toyn, from an E1, Ferrara, and Metro, which is a Spartan truck. We've looked at all these trucks, and they meet the same specs. They all are TFS. They meet their specs to go to get the grant. And so right now, I let the guys choose, because I've heard from a lot of salesmen I've talked to. They said, hey, you know, the chief will pick the truck, and all of a sudden he's gone, and these guys stuck with the truck they don't want. So we had a group, we had a meeting, and what we came up with, the group was the Metro Fire, which y'all was obviously a little bit more expensive truck. So.
Sounds like me. I go shop for
all these trucks are great trucks. They, you know, pretty much the same pump is in each truck. It's the way they're built. You know, one truck, the Toyn truck, has a 20-year warranty on the body, or the other three have 10-year warranties on the bodies. They all, the Metro truck has a 500 horse motor, where the other three trucks have a 450 motor. So there's, you can pick and choose the same pumps. It's the Hale Q-Max, I think 500 or 1500 GPM pump. So a lot of it's the same, that's just the way they're built. Both trucks that we have now, they're Ferraris. And you know, one's 22 years old and one's 16 years old. So
they've been pretty good trucks.
They've been good trucks. But they're now seeing, you know, a lot more running around the county. And I think I pulled a report last night. I was up till about 2 a.m, I couldn't sleep. So I pulled a report last night. So in the last 3 years, since March of 2023, we've had 54 structural fires in this county, in that city and county. Now, we've only had 4 in the city. Most of them have been out in the county. So that was part of my reasoning to push for an engine with 1,000 gallons. Because, I stressed this in the last meeting with Eddie, is like, for his tanker, it's extremely important to this county, because, and I'll say it, everybody in this county knows it, when there's a call, about 99% of the time, Eddie's going to come, and he'll say, hey, what do you need? And, he's got 3,000 gallons of water. And that's huge. So having an engine with 1,000 gallons at least gives you a head start. And what we're doing here, as far as the county purchasing something to utilize out in the county, it's not something new. It's a good example. Our neighbors to the east there, you got Titus. Titus bought the city of Mount Pleasant an engine several years ago. You've got Lamar County bought the city of Paris a big rescue truck years ago and outfitted it, and they use that and they run out of the county on all wrecks. Hopkins County. But back when I started volunteering, they had bought what they call an attack truck or a mini pumper that ran in the city, run out in the county, and then of course that all went south with that city manager up there and the commissioner. So then the Hopkins County took on their own fire department. So it's not something new. I think it's probably happened a little bit more, but it's just a way. It's kind of a boost, I guess, for the department that's trying to get out there. And I think Mount Vernon is, you're just looking at your fire trucks from age that we're averaging 1,000 miles more a month now, and it's going to add up quick. So
which one are we buying?
We're looking at the Metro fire.
Okay. And do I have a quote yet?
This one. He's got a million. So it's $1 million, $1 million and 24,000. Now, the trucks I've got go anywhere from 900 and I look.
That's one. That's exactly.
So you got this truck here is a. The Ferrari 927, and these trucks are on these trucks. Things that we had asked for was a red line. We don't have a red line truck. Well, a red line is not something you use all the time. You use it when you're low on manpower. When you say you have a house fire, say you have a small grass fire, you can pull that red line off. These are 200-foot red lines, and which helps because you're not able to have to pull off the big inch 3/4 hose every time. Also, on a house fire, it helps you to clean up after the fire itself. That's a little bit easier to use. We asked for hard hose bed covers. Right now we have vinyl hose bed covers, and we replace those. You have to replace those about probably every 2 years maybe. We've already replaced the one on engine 2 twice since I've been here. We went to the hard hose bed covers, just an aluminum diamond plate over the top. You don't ever have to replace it. It's there. So another thing, direct field intake on the rear of the apparatus. So let's just say if the engine is pulled into an area, Eddie or whoever's bringing water, they don't have to go and worry about tying into the pump panel to either side. They just hook up straight to the back of the truck and they just start pumping water into it. So it kind of eliminates a little bit of the thought process. Hey, I just hook in there and turn water on. And there are just several other things. Headsets for inside these trucks. We don't have headsets in these trucks in here, and it's harder. The sheriff was there the other day talking about the radio communication with the repeaters down. The headsets are nice because if you're in a fire truck and you're sitting on 450 horses on that motor, you can't hear a lot. And then a lot of times, it's, you know, it's like you said, it's pretty, you know, pertinent information is right here. So these, you know, have headsets. There's just a lot of little knickknacks for these trucks.
And that's not, all that's on the Metro one?
Yes, sir. It's all pretty much both the other trucks.
Yeah, out of curiosity, what's the numbers on the other ones?
Okay, so yeah. So the Ferrari was 927090, but I don't have the exact of what all it has in that truck. He didn't see it, but yeah, he did not see the all the actual specs.
Okay.
The towing truck was, and it has pretty much everything. It is 936. I think we'd have to add headsets and stuff, maybe to it. And then you have this one here is the E1, and it's 949.
Thank you, folks.
Let me just ask you this, on that truck that y'all are looking at for $1,024,000, do they ever bargain with you or something like that? Could you go to them and say, hey, this is a truck we want, we got $1,000,000?
I kind of did, but they don't. The problem is, like I had said before, they're selling just like, you know, Eddie's running to, they're selling them so fast, they don't,
yeah,
that really, they don't have to bargain, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, so it actually went up. You know, we quoted that back in October, and then it went up. He actually went up quite a bit. And I said, well, you know, we can't do it. So, we're, you know, we got these other three trucks. Well, he came down a little bit, but it still went up $5,000, you know, on that truck.
So now what's the grant, $300?
The grant gets much, $300.
And let me ask you this, on this one that's $1,024,000, what does it have compared to these others that are $100,000 less?
It's got...
Is there another $100,000 equipment in it? You know what I'm saying? Or is it just a bunch of bells and whistles that you might not need?
Right. Now, it's got, stuff on the sides, inside the compartments for tool board, I think. The other trucks had some of that. It's got what they call, you know, it's got the... on the top side of on the fire truck, it's got your master string where your deck gun comes with it. It comes with your intakes on the sides. Your headsets, that's also building inside the truck. Right now we store stuff in the back of the truck. That's coming to go customized, putting some cabinets in the back seats of your fire truck. That's adding all the mounting your radios and stuff like that, all the stuff you put inside.
How much do the headsets cost? You said you'd have to add if you went with like a Ferrari, or how much are the headsets?
So I got a quote from Maltech a while back, and it was like $8,900. And that was just to add to what we have now. You know, so you're looking at about, so I don't know, that's been several.
That's for five of them, or is that just for one of them?
That's for four. That's four headsets. That's the system. This one. You have to install a system. It's a Bluetooth system in there. That's backup camera. You know, some of these trucks have backup cameras. That's also having backup camera for each truck.
Let me just say this. If this truck has got, for this, just say this one is 927. If this other truck, where it's, you know, right at $100,000 more, if it's got things on it that will save a life, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't want us to go down to 927. If it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? If this other one's got stuff that's, you know what I mean?
Right.
That we need. Because I don't want anybody to lose their life because we didn't spend enough money on a fire truck.
Right.
But at the same time, it's $100,000. If it will.
Right.
You know what I mean? If it'll do what that other one will do. That's my feelings on that. I don't know. What do you guys, you know, I'm just saying? So,
well,
$100,000.
I was telling Blake a while ago, and this comes back to me on my personal opinion. When I was a little older motor grader, I went to my operator and I said, what do you want?
Exactly.
Yeah. Because he's the one that's going to be on it. Now, 5 years from now, he may not be there.
Right.
So, you know, it's something kind of like that right there with firemen that you got up here.
Yeah, you need to listen to
them. You kind of listen to, you know what I mean? I mean,
sure.
Yeah, I understand the $75 or, you know, $100,000 or something difference in there, but you know, sometimes if it makes life a little easier on them, it's better in the long run.
Yeah.
And just, and I understand what you're saying, Commissioner, I try to help make decisions, I guess, since I've been here, and I've also, but I want to make sure I didn't leave out the volunteers.
Right.
That's one thing. I want them to have some say so. So sometimes you got to just make the decision, but also don't want to make a decision that's going to be here for 20 years and I'm not. You're something that I say, hey, you know, this is y'all's, because I can tell you how my firemen are, and police officers are probably somebody, they want somebody else to make the decision so they can complain about it, you know, later on. And so I was like, well, no, this is y'all's decision. Here's what we're doing. So we have broke a lot of that down.
Is there something in y'all's history that y'all picked this truck over the other ones? You know, because I refuse to buy a Dodge truck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but there's a reason there that I do that, because I've never had good anything with Dodge or Chrysler or anything. But I want you to tell me that there's a reason. You know, I'm kind of like Randy. I want to know the reason we're going to spend $100,000 more. What is it exactly that's y'all see that we don't, you know?
Right. I think it's just I'll be honest with you, I think that they're pretty simple. I think it's your pictures. I think that, you know, we went and looked at the engine. That engine's in bottom. This is, like I told you, the city of Fayette has one. I think Roy City has one. So we went and looked at that engine, and that's probably what helped them make that decision, looking at that. I went and looked at, because the engine I've ridden throughout my career, I've ridden numerous fire trucks, and when you're in the back, you really can't tell. Is when you put it in pump gear and it throws you water, you don't really care what brand it is and things like that. They're all pretty close to the same as far as the way they're made, you know. So I can't say that this was a whole lot better. I think the Metro truck has got more, you know, the pack tracking and stuff like that on the sides and around the truck. I think they saw that and that kind of, they like that. It's gonna, you know, the rescue tools that the sheriff bought. And that you guys agreed to purchase, you know, that they'll make a special tool cache for that in the back to custom fit for that. That's part of that also.
And some companies are easier to work with than others, so.
Right.
All right. Anybody else got anything? Marla? Just need a vote, huh? You want to take one at a time?
It's not a budget.
You want it?
So it's not a budget. Oh, you're talking about one agenda item.
Agenda item.
I thought you were talking about the new
rates. Well, we hadn't really talked about South Franklin one yet, so.
Well, that's kind of a...
That's a given.
That's a given. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, I didn't know if anybody had any questions on yet.
Yeah. All right. What do we want to do? Commissioners?
Well, you may want to take them one at a time.
You should.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get them out here.
$50,000 or whatever.
I make a motion to approve the purchase of the truck from Mount Vernon Fire Department.
I second.
Okay, got a motion second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have number two.
Make a motion to accept to approve the payment for the tank of South Franklin Fire Department.
Second.
51. All right, we have motion second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed.
I guess my only question, gentlemen, is you are purchasing the one that he is asking for,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I need that quote.
Nice. There you are. You guys hang on OSSF? That's on there. That's on there.
We'll have that on for the 20 hours.
Oh, that's right. You got that.
You might mention that if they want to look at that again, it's on file in the clerk's office, or we'll need to make some copies.
Oh, go ahead.
Did y'all want this one?
Do you want that?
Did y'all want to look? Did you want to look at it?
Yeah. Well, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Did y'all want to? We're good.
I don't want it. Thank you, sir.
I'll take one, Blake.
We'll pay off one of our COs in 27, the big one, $800,000. So we'll have 1 year and we'll be a little bit more. It'll drop back down after 27. But we'll be paying for this one in 27 as well. We're about $150,000 a year. Depending on what interest rate is, that's really common on the car.
What were you going to actually tell us about? Make sure they had
that. Your TCEQs that you got back that were better than you're going to put before the court on the 23rd?
Oh, well, yeah, there's a couple things. I don't know. Y'all should have got that email, that letter. The TCEQ approved for dumping the sewer out here on 3170. And that we fought all over. There's like over 100 signatures doing against that, but they gave it to them anyway. But there's a process for that they have to do. They have to treat that and do and follow the deal. And I've got it in my file, and I've talked with Ford. I'm going to be watching y'all, so just make sure you do your business right. And was it Tuesday? I think Tuesday I got the letter back, or I got an email from the TCEQ that they have, we've agreed on our local rules. We went back and forth for months here on how it was worded and the justification, and they get back to us, and we'll have our public hearing on that on the 23rd, and then send it back to them, and I hope they don't take months to approve it and send us our official letter saying we're good to go. But I got everything I wanted. It didn't say exactly the way I wanted it to say, but I got enough. I think that'll help our county, so we'll see how that goes.
Mary, they're dumping in Titus County. That's Titus County. Go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I said they're dumping years on Titus County side, so we can't do it.
I'm not talking about mine. They've actually been gone for almost 2 weeks because I think they were investigating them locally again, because the last time when they were going to the barbecue plant to see what they were bringing out there, they moved the machine off and moved it off nearly 2 weeks ago now, but they're hauling rock and they're around the container that they load out of. So I figured they're just getting ready for the things that are coming back. I don't think they're gone. The container still sits here. The trucks dump into the container, and then the container fills the applicator. Okay. But that was what I was going to say. It's in that thing, and I put it on Facebook too, that it mentions in there if it's more than an 8% slope, and I just wondered if that would be an out, because I remember Ms. Wilson stating that it rolls down the hill. I'm just wondering if that piece of ground is more than an 8% slope, they can't do it.
It's flat,
pretty flat.
I mean, it does go downhill, but anyway, it's done.
8% is pretty steep.
Yeah,
it'd be pretty good down sleep.
That's discouraging though when you look at
everybody will sign against it.
We go all this stuff, do all against it. It's a statement of what we talk about here at court a lot about what we say things and then the state still takes it. If you read that whole document, it reads about the executive or whatever he had. Well, he considered it and maybe not, and then disrupt the chances. So
I couldn't make another comment if we're just commenting on things, and I'm sure you'd be surprised if you'd say something about Van Zandt County and the moratorium this week, but it's a different avenue than what was happening in Franklin County because of what the governor and the attorney general had going on, that they had something to build a moratorium on, which is the governor's Lone Star Infrastructure Protection Act, which is to keep Chinese and other foreign adversary parts out of the country and state, and the attorney general is investigating their site down in Van Zandt County as to whether it has these components in it. So they've got some backing behind them. And yeah, we'll probably be approaching you guys if you haven't already been approached by different avenues.
I'm going to see what happens over the next few weeks as far as
it's a different avenue that they're going in for the fire station. Is that way out?
No, it's all connected with the
components in the complex that they're actually installing that have hackable components by the primarily Chinese, I would think, that cattle company that supplies all these parts. It's a different avenue than what Franklin County was able to take, because that other two pieces of the puzzle weren't there back then.
Well, they had 16 different ones trying to go in and then Van Zandt County? 16 different sites.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just all batteries or if that's battery solar, yeah, but I think it was everything. But see, the thing that they mentioned too that I've heard before is that I did speak and I did mention that, you know, we first started here that I called and talked to the commissioner that's, I don't think he's even alive anymore, Virgil Milton, but you know, it sounded like they had pretty well stopped it when I came and talked to you guys. It pretty well looked like they had run them out. And then the next thing I see David Dunnigan posting on Facebook about the fires. And one guy was there talking about Ben Wheeler has a solar place, and they had 72 fires. And just, I don't know if it's 2 years or just a short period of time, they've been called out 72 times to the solar field for fire. 72 fires. And that's coming directly from them.
There you go, Max. Man, this midwinter. I couldn't remember which one it was.
I'll try to research that and have that where we can have it verified.
Yeah.
That that's what they did. And I spoke to one of the lawyers who gave me a call in on it. He questioned me about, you're just an appointed fire marshal for the county, you don't have any training. And then here's what I told him. So you didn't have any training being a lawyer either until you researched it a little bit. I've been a policeman almost 50 years. I can read a code. And I got backup that can help me understand what the codes are. So, you know, send me that information anyway. You can challenge me all you want, but I don't mind looking you in the face telling you not to be smart.
You just don't have that stamp saying you're a state.
That's exactly right. So, and that's all your tricks. That's what you've done for, I mean, that's what y'all do. You know, I mean, you did. If I was on the other side, I'd want to do that for me. You know, that's just kind of the way it goes. But I don't mind challenging them just like they want to challenge me. So we'll see what they say. They still have to provide us with their emergency operation plan. It has all that stuff in it. I haven't got any of that yet, but we'll see.
Hey, on this wrong, going back to the lawsuits thing on OSSF. OSSF, yeah. Have you talked to anybody from Austin about, you know, we had our state senator, our state representative sign it. We all signed it. I mean,
and they were pushing it. I mean, people out of Johnson County were pushing it hard. This last legislative session, it died in committee. The whole vital solid thing, it was being pushed forth. I think I don't remember if it was Cole Forrest or somebody was out of the Senate that was pushing it, but it just died in committee. It never saw light. So that was putting forth legislation that was going to put stronger regulations on biosolids and everything out on property like that.
I did a little math just playing around with when I saw that, and I don't know how big Ford's tank is, but I said 2,000 gallons, it was, I'm going to miss myself up here, 17 acres, it's 35, whatever. It ended up being about 700 gallons, or 700 truckloads a year. Mm-hmm. And one a day, that's two per year, I'm saying it backwards, you know what I'm trying to say. That's 2 a day, every day of the year. And, you know, that doesn't begin to touch what they're doing out in Franklin County. When that cold weather was coming, I had 7 out there at one time dumping because the dog food plant was going crazy.
Is there not anything on the acreage?
There's
81,000 gallons a year per acre. Yeah, that's right.
What they have to do is that after they dump so much on it, they have to let grass grow on it for a little while. They have to put lime or some other kind of something in there with it. They have to treat that where they keep doing it. Well, and I've asked them, I'm going like, I want to know what's in that truck. Well, we're pumping out septic tanks. Where? Where's it coming from? I don't know that that's actually what that is. So we don't know what they have. And TCQ does, and they said, well, you just have to trust that they're telling you that's what that is, mm-hmm. or have it tested. I said, who pays for that?
Yeah, because if it's coming straight from the septic sludge, you know, I mean, pulling it out of the tank and then going out and doing it, that's not good.
I've got a video from Ford, the someone that sent me that video, they just went out there and opened the back tank and just drove around out there, and then they were all on the ground. Well, there is a tiny bit of a slope there. It ran out in the ditch when it rained and all that other stuff. TCEQ did come out here months back, and they went out there and looked around and everything, and then we did all that complaining, and everybody signed on it and did all that stuff. But
useless.
They gave it up anyway.
We had the deal that guy come up from south of Fort Worth. They were taking out the city of Fort Worth.
That's Johnson.
And all the cattle dying, and all, I mean, just,
yeah.
That's Commissioner Woolley.
Why do we even have a TCEQ? I mean,
that's they contradict themselves from which person you talk to. You call and talk to this person, not you, Mona, but you talk to them at 9 o'clock in the morning, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I talk to this one, and it's completely opposite of what they just told you.
I'm talking to that one.
He's in my yard and say, ooh, that stinks, but it's not bad enough, it's not long enough, it's not something enough.
Yeah. Well, it's not stinking right now. Well, you should have been here a week ago when I called you. They wait 30 days sometimes before they come out and check it.
But I mean, even 3 hours before, you know?
Well, as an example, the lady, Kathy McCollum, that I work with on our local rules for our septic, she sent me two different ones from different cities and a county that they had approved. Yeah. Well, I copied and pasted a couple of them because it's kind of what I wanted. And she sent it back and said, well, it's not good enough. You need to have justification better.
They approved.
That's what took us months to get this done. So I don't understand why. You just sent this to me and said, this is what we're doing. Why can't I use that? She goes, well, it's a different county. I'm just justifying my job.
What is the difference in running your sewer out of your house into your field behind your house and bringing that truck over there?
That's my question. That's been my whole question.
Yeah. Doesn't make a bit of sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense a bit. I wrote 6 tickets this week, just so y'all know.
You do what now?
I wrote 6 tickets this week.
Did you really?
I found where Kevin finally started giving me their water meters where I could start checking, so he's working with me. I guess Lana got in touch with him, and I appreciate that, I do. But I was just driving down the road, and here's a new trailer house right here on the county road, and I look, and sewer's bubbling up. I stopped, talked to him, I go, what's the deal? Well, that was one that was here whenever we moved in here. That's an old one from us. Well, it don't work, you can't do that. It's, look at it, it's running on the ground. So, but I didn't. They were all septic, a couple of them were trash, so nuisance abatement, but that's what I've been doing all this week, so it'll catch up.
Well, speaking of that, I came to Alamo Road, Blue Fountain Road, whatever you want to call it. It kind of changed over the years the name. I don't know what number it is.
41 feet.
Somebody stopped on the side of the road, like opened their door, pushed all their beers over, 50 beer cans and trash right there. One day, I said, yeah. I mean, right there, you turn off the interstate, I'm right there.
And I know, which is this will be coming up because it'll be here before we know it. But you know, that's one on the tour of the Cypress that I've. I mean, last year we picked it up two different times. I mean. Which they come out now, I don't know if y'all seen it or not, but they've got a deal kind of like the, on the state road to the hill.
The
highway, now they're trying to do it on county roads too. So maybe we'll get into that.
Well, that's
I've been having a couple of people over here and they'll call me and say, hey, you got two trash bags out here, and I go down there and pick them up and go get rid of them for them. But, you know, they're nice enough, they go down through there and keep the road clean. So, you know.
That road. For some reason, even County Line Road.
Because they leave Dukes. County Line used to be when Mayfield was a beer store. They leave Dukes with their food, that I guarantee you the biggest part of it is Taco Bell and beer cans. Or Taco, whatever, Taco Casa. And I mean, they leave Dukes and go down and cut through. And I mean, we was down there picking up trash, and I turned around about halfway, and I drove back to the interstate, and there was already two beer cans and two Taco Casa sacks in the ditch. Wow.
That's the best same thing we did towards Cypress.
I went in halfway through the road, and there was already trash back on the road, or a big drink cup or something else, you know.
You think this, back to deal with Ford getting this permission to do this, is going to be have a lot of people, other companies see the same thing, start trying to do it.
I mean, they're really the ones that, and what happened is that their dumping area they had down in Wood County, when Kevin sold it to Dr. Petty, they I think he quit letting them dump on that. They lost their place. And Ford, or whatever, I guess they're going to keep the Ford name. What they were dumping here was, is they go as far as Clark pulling up into Red River County, and they were trying to save fuel from having to go all the way back down into Wood County, dumping in, had all, and I get that as a business deal, but 17 acres is not very much. But I don't know if anybody's going to, the other ones, they're the only ones in Franklin County I know dumping in Franklin County, so I don't know about the other ones have a place to do. I don't know anybody.
So what?
But it opens a possibility.
We'll just sneak down there and start dumping with that. Do they have to contact you?
No, they don't have to at all.
They've got to keep records. They have to keep records,
so they don't have to tell me anything. I'm just going to keep an eye on it. And of course, the neighbors are really keeping an eye on it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to follow up with what they have to do. And I'm going to make them provide me some kind of documentation that they're doing it. Now, I have to verify that, because anybody write anything on a piece of paper, say they did it, but it's just something else to keep an eye on. I think if I hold their feet to the fire for a while and let them know that we're really watching, they may go ahead and do what they're supposed to, but you never know.
Well, do we have any recourse if they don't?
Yeah, TCEQ will give them a civil fine, tell them to quit. Yes, tell them to quit, don't do that anymore. That's what I've run into so far with a bunch of septic stuff. Y'all quit doing that. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll quit today, but we'll start back up next week. It don't make sense.
Years ago, they were taking it from Mount Pleasant to a place up north of Sulphur Springs and just dumping it. They finally got caught with it. They didn't stop. But I don't know. I'm trying to hear the guy's name. But he'd make that curve out of two cent readers and splash.
Probably
Howland. There you go. That's it, Johnny Howland. There you go.
Three times the JP Rogers called me. I guess they don't like my tickets, so I'm going to go up there and see what they need.
That's right.
I'll see you next trip.
He was in a bunch of down there around what they call Hatchetville. Yeah. I live out in that area. Those trucks are on those 18 wheelers. They just pull up there and there's a big PVC pipe off the back and jump and drive. They'd have to wait X amount of days before they could do it again. Yeah, he was getting from all over. He's emptying lagoons for cities and everything.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's got, I'm telling you. We voted so many tickets over there, it's just,
yeah.
My gosh, bad.
We got a big cowling out there for almost a week now, and the buzzards and the coyotes won't even touch it. What do they know about those cows that everybody's overlooked that's eating off the stuff that they spread all last summer?
Nature can tell you a lot sometimes. That's bad about a buzzard won't even eat it.
They call the health department, the sheriff's department.
Oh, that's unbelievable. The dirt
birds. I think they're being disrespect. You can pick up. I know they know about it because I called the guy who usually takes care of it.
Yeah.
He said he would, but he didn't.
Eddie, do you have something?
Yeah. Probably in reverse for just a minute. Back on our truck. Should have mentioned it earlier. This is Chad Burton with First Ian, towing dealer in the area. And he reminded me that if we paid for the chassis within 14 days, that we could save just over 13,000 on it. So.
Where'd our money go?
Yeah, she just walked out. Yeah.
You want me to go get her?
Yeah. Until we got more fire truck.
Yeah. Eddie, those older fire trucks, you ever thought about putting them in an auction that you got sitting out back?
That was something else I've been trying to find out what we need to do. And I've got two chassis that we had intention of putting them back on, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
If they were purchased with help through the county, that would be put on. Yeah. Because one of them was a county dump truck. One of them is the tanker the county bought back in 1981. And then we got electrical car. And then we've also got a one ton that the county bought back in 93 that we're still using, but not as much. We didn't need it. We're spending more to try to keep it going. So
next time the title bomb.
Yeah, I mean, that's somebody gonna find out what process we need to do to get them out.
I live with the county's name?
Yes. Now, like the patrol unit, like I said, is like patrol. I don't know whether it's got the county.
Do you know how many docks are even if they're not county open?
Well, he could as far as through that, but anything that's county owned or bought with county money has to be put in auction.
Right.
But the other one, I'm going to say he could probably still put it in the auction, but you got to go to somebody to find a title to it.
If it's county owned, we'll have to.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Well, county owned, we should have a title.
No, that's okay.
But that one is land control. You have to go to them, I guess, and say if they got a title and be able to sell it.
If they don't go to the old catering and have that, we can use it for practice and cut it off pieces.
Yeah. You said if we buy it, if they
make. I talked to Landon and he agreed with me, but he's going to look at some stuff and then get back with us in a little while.
Okay.
Let us know.
Tell Marla what's about 13 seconds.
Chad reminded me a while ago, if we go ahead and pay for the chassis on our truck, which is $126,000, then we could save the county $13,000. In interest, if we go ahead and pay for the chassis.
And that's what it is. It's the point allows, it gives the customer the opportunity to save a little money by paying the interest that they're paying on the chassis. So that's what the $13,000 is, the interest.
I guess I'm lost. I'm not understanding what Porter been talking about.
The chassis of the apparatus before it's all decked out.
Yeah,
the
truck.
Pay for that first. Pay for that now. And within 10 days, it'll save you $13,000 on the total cost of the apparatus when it's all decked out.
So who am I paying interest to anyway?
No, you know, you're paying for the chassis, not the interest. The interest is what you're saving.
Well, how am I saving interest when I don't have a finance?
No, the company's saving.
Yeah, you're saving company interest. They're paying it along.
Oh, okay. I got you. That's what it's called.
I like getting 13,000.
I said 13,000. I mean, it would take her. It would take her off from 533 down to 520.
We can't pay that until the 23rd. It has to run through court. Unless y'all have another reading to approve it.
Can you hold off till the 23rd?
I was going to say we won't be here a couple of weeks.
That's what it would be fine.
Yeah, we could run it through on the 23rd and tie them, run that bill through. I need a quote with all of that on it.
Yes.
Yeah, I just need something that tells me what that is, and then I can the accounts payable loaded, then we can pay it on the 23rd.
It'll still be the same risk when we get reimbursed on it. So.
Yes. It'll just be less that we're going to get reimbursed.
Yeah. And overall, bottom line, we keep her.
Save a little money. Since we got county buildings and stuff on here, Billy just called me. I don't know what he's going to ask me, but did we get that all fixed out there with the ag, with the door and everything?
That's probably why he's calling, because Beth, have you heard anything back from Seth on whether the window box would work?
Or? No, he said he didn't. He said he couldn't say yes or no until we talked to AT&T about boosters. And then I asked Ricky if he wants to give me the information and I'll contact her, or if he wants to contact her so we can talk about it. And I haven't heard back from him.
been going on for 3 months.
I know. All just for Wi-Fi.
We do that real well around here.
All for Wi-Fi.
I mean, it's just a Wi-Fi problem.
It's just out there.
But he was saying Starlink, because Starlink's going to be expensive. And so she's not out there very often. We just need her to have internet like 4 hours.
Yes.
He thinks that it would work to do an extender on the external without a window box. He said he couldn't say that for certain.
Well, so should we try with an extender without a window box? And then if it doesn't work, do a window? I mean, I'm trying to save money out there.
I mean,
we don't need to be spending any more money than we have to this year.
Yeah. I don't know how much your extenders are for AT&T.
I don't know.
Was Bruce putting in the outside faucet or Steve?
We're trying to get a quote on that because, I mean, we're still trying to do a door and a window, and that's $3,500, and I don't have any money budgeted for this, guys. So y'all make me pay for it out of your budget.
Y'all still way ahead of us. We're still almost a year into the tornado damage. So I think one of the buildings is fixed to be ready to go. That's the truck before repair.
What did we talk about the other day? I talked to Eddie about the oxygen and the other ones, but there's something else we talked about.
I knew you. You're the young one in this group.
Randy
taking pictures, yes.
And the roads are going down.
Okay.
On a regular basis, just so we can keep up with the damages and the issues that we may or may not have.
You took some. I saw some on yours.
Yeah, that was a mess. Randy kind of got it resolved a little bit, but they made me aware that they're planning to close half of that road. And I said, that's a county road, you can't close
the road. Yeah, that's
in the plans. They said, well, this is in the plans. But they said they're sending emails and saying there's issues.
I talked to an attorney yesterday. He called, was looking for the proof from Commissioner's Court that County Road 1091 was an actual county road. And it is on that list from 2006 when we approved roads with our Texas Council of Governments. And that gentleman purchased copies of that order that the commissioner signed back then with that road listed on that. So hopefully that will quiet Mr. Mundo or whatever his name was that I talked to yesterday.
Where did it even pop up for them to question that?
I don't know, but the attorney called our office yesterday and he was looking for proof that that was a county road. And luckily, Brooklyn keeps track of it, and I'm still kind of looking for your stuff, because that's going to be hard to find, but I've not had a lot of time this week.
Is anyone not having one like a dirt road, though?
No, it was unmaintained, but it was access to property owners, but they called brush pile right in the middle of it and burned it, and I think they ended up burying it there because it almost didn't make it. Did you notice that, how soft it was?
On the county road?
Yeah, but it was unmaintained, it wasn't like old dirt.
Is that the one that goes?
But I think where that's come up at, first of all, I didn't know why this guy was supervisor or whatever on the job. I don't know why it was questionable with him, because I had drove the road prior to that when they were first getting started with one of the other guys out there, and he was asking if they could put a culvert on each side because they're going to be going across it. And I told him, yeah, that's fine. So they knew it was a county road, but I think where this has come out, and I don't know exactly what the word this guy used, he said it didn't show up, basically what he was saying, it did show up on their map, but I'm thinking it's, what do they call it, the rover, you know that, it's got the GPS and all that, and maps and all that stuff on it, and I think that's what he referred to, something of that nature, and he said, well, it doesn't show up on that, and I said, well, yeah, it's a county road, I said, there's a sign down there, you know, the road sign, so he got it, you know, he sent the pictures of it that I didn't know they buried it if they did, but he sent the pictures of it that they moved it and you know, laid the road back down. So I'm thinking that's where that has come up, is they're not showing that road as a county road in their maps.
On the GPS map.
It's on our official list from 2006.
There's a bunch of stuff like I'm having a rover, I don't know about rover, but like Google, there's some roads that don't show up correct at all in some of the GPS stuff. So it's like, if we got it now. We said it's in our maintenance program. That's should be not what they need.
Adcar used to send us maps to approve.
They do, and that's what that was. I guess the last time we did that was 2006. I mean, I don't know how often
we were closing those roads, public hearings.
So I don't know how often we have to do that.
But that was the one I was talking to you about.
But it was on that 1091 was was on that official order that was approved then.
And I think since I've been here, I think we got one of the maps from Epcot, maybe back in 23, because I remember hanging one up in my
Yeah, it seems like we've got new ones in the...
But I don't think we've gotten one since 23, but it has all of them.
Let's just say, I don't remember getting a new one.
I think
so. The one I've got hanging in mine,
and the one I have might be just precinct 4 too. I'm not sure.
I brought them in on that car, similar to me. I gave the commissioners to go over them and sign off on them. And that was not a traffic and judge. I mean, that's probably 2017 or 18. But I hadn't seen any since then. I don't think I've seen one time that I've done that.
Because I found out one in my area.
I remember having all those public hearings and that were upset because we closed roads that were county roads or considered county roads, and then we had a map done in the aftermath. And I can remember the date.
2006 was the last one.
The whole public hearing process.
The whole process. Because there were a couple that we had to have public hearings on because they didn't want the road to be closed.
Yeah, I know the last one, Jack Brooks's road, that's the last one we had in here. And then there was one, did we close one in precinct 4 years ago? I don't know if you weren't here. There was one Samuels here. Seemed like they closed one, but I don't
think it Bobby and them, Bobby Albert and all of them.
I know which one it was. It's by Midway Cemetery that dead end on that road. Yeah. There's two since I've been here. It's that one and the Jack Brooks road. That we have officially taken on.
Across the path over
there. Yeah, you go past Midway Cemetery and down there in that curve at 90 degrees, went back to the right. I guess it's Jury's in it. Used to be Jury's, but went to precinct 2.
I can't keep up with all that.
It's Jury's over there.
Yeah.
East being there.
Yeah. But anyway, they closed out when they closed the one Jack, Jack Brooks down. All right, anything else?
Make motion to adjourn.
Second.
All folks say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Hey, this is kind of off the record. Everything like from 2 to 4, 2 to 5, this is when I have a little community together at the Hagensport Community Center. Kind of just more or less be able to meet me here in the county, but just for anybody who wants to come. So,
play 42.